Well, hello, my friend. I'm glad you called. Would you do me a favor? Would you touch your skin with your other hand? Go ahead. I know. Go ahead. Touch the skin. Okay. Do you agree with me that we're made of earth, or let's say clay? Yep, it's true. It was from the ground that God made us. That's you and me. Now, we all come in an assortment of colors and sizes and shapes. Sad thing is, most people judge by our shape, size, or color, right? God knows what's in you, my friend, and that fact should help us feel better. It makes me feel better about myself. And I think the point most vividly brought out was this story I once heard where this Italian sculptor received a huge block of marble, and upon examining it, he found there was a small flaw. So because of the small crack, no artist would submit a design for it. But the story doesn't end there. It continues like this. In the public square of Florence, a fence was built around this slab of marble, and also a small shack for the artist. And days went by, months went by, even 2 years went by with the sculpture working, you know, behind this fenced area. And then at the appointed time, the fence was taken down, as well as the shack, and all of the city of Florence beheld the results. They couldn't believe their eyes. There was Michelangelo's David. Wow. Bottom line was, Michelangelo saw in that block of marble a statue which the others did not see. So in our lump of clay, or your lump of clay, which you see every day in the mirror, remember, God sees something. And to begin with, you've been created in the image of God. And second, God sees in you something very beautiful and most important. Problem is, when we get so overtaken by burdens and the cares of life, we fail to realize that and we start believing a lie. But in Ecclesiastes 3:11, it says, God has made everything beautiful in His own time. And what God says is important. Let no man say otherwise. So you, my friend, are a very important person. To me, yes. To others, yes. To God, yes. But most of all, to yourself. Because we see in you. So our prayer is this. Lord, I want to thank you for reminding us that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Thank you that you see in us something that is most useful to you and to others. And may this one holding the receiver come to that realization as well, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, thanks for calling and following the signal. You can talk to me if you like. Thanks again. Goodbye.